The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. The two disciples recounted what had taken place on the way and how Jesus was made known to them in the breaking of the bread. While they were still speaking about this, he stood in their midst and said to them, "Peace be with you." But they were startled and terrified and thought they were seeing a ghost. Then he said to them, "Why are you troubled, and why do questions arise in your hearts? Look at my hands and my feet, that it is I myself. Touch me and see, because a ghost does not have flesh and bones, as you can see I have." And he said to this, he showed them his hands and his feet. While they were still incredulous for joy and were amazed, he asked them, "Have you anything to eat here?" They gave him a piece of baked fish. He took it and ate it in front of them. He said to them, "These are my words that I spoke to you while I was still with you, that everything written about me in the law of Moses and in the prophets and Psalms must be fulfilled." Then he opened their minds to understand the scriptures, and he said to them, "Thus it is written that the Christ would suffer and rise from the dead on the third day, and the repentance for the forgiveness of sins would be preached in his name to all the nations, beginning from Jerusalem. And you are witnesses to these things." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Today, we celebrate the Easter mystery, a mystery in the risen Christ. And this mystery is a signpost that points us towards a deeper understanding, the risen Christ. Even the disciples, even Mary Magdala, as we know from the readings and the morning's readings today, scratched their heads, could not understand what was going on. "Where have you taken his body?" they ask. "What has happened here?" Mary Magdala in the morning in the garden doesn't recognize Jesus. This mystery is too great, and only when he speaks to her does she recognize him. So there are all sorts of things going on, calling us to a deeper understanding. The acceptance of things that transcend human perceptions. The transcendence of things that transcend human perceptions. Things that we accept. Things that challenge us at the same time. Easter tells us that death is nothing more than a dormancy awaiting renewal. The grand mystery of resurrection. And in every one of our lives, we have lost something, whether it be a loved one, a dream, a relationship, or a goal that's fallen short, even failed. The message of Easter inspires us to look at what we thought we may have lost, and from those ashes bring forth new and even more abundant life. Life is inextricably a part of every dimension of reality. Yet death challenges us as the ultimate divine revelation. And in every moment of our being here on earth, we defy that illusion of death. We live. We breathe. And for us, we have faith and hope and love. Every one of us has the power to breathe more, greater, joyful, and abundant life into this world by the simple act of being true to ourselves. And in that truth, love is naturally present, and it grows and flourishes. And that's what we celebrate today, a love that brings joy, that flourishes, that grows, that nourishes us. If only we can be open to it. Love is the very essence of life itself. And with life, all things are possible. It is the living metaphor of eternal divine omnipresence, divine presence of God in all, through all, and with all of us. Easter is a time of rebirth. Looking at our lives, re-looking at our lives to ask, what are we called to do? We too, after 40 days of Lent, the Triduum, Holy Thursday, Good Friday, Holy Saturday, the Triduum, the Easter Vigil, the lighting of the Easter candle and the light of the world, we are called to new life. We are called to shed, as Jesus did, those wrappings that we heard about Lazarus, the grave wrappings, those funeral burial wrappings, to toss those off into new life. What a challenge that is. What do we have to let go of? What do we have to tear away? What essentially tends to kill our spirit? Is it anger or hatred? Is it resentment? Is it bigotry? Is it prejudice? Is it jealousy, envy, lust? What holds us back? What prevents us from living joyfully and living in Christ? In one of the readings of Easter Sunday is the story of the two disciples going on their way to Emmaus. You familiar with that reading? That reading very succinctly tells us that with the presence of Jesus in our lives, even when we don't recognize him, and the two disciples on the road to Emmaus were walking with Jesus and hearing him, and he unfolded the scriptures to them. They talked to them about what the scriptures revealed. And who can tell me when did they recognize Jesus? When did they recognize Jesus? Do you remember? They invited them to what? They invited him to eat with them. And they recognized Jesus in the breaking of the bread. A Eucharistic moment. Jesus breaks the bread, and they get it. It strikes them. Jesus is present with us in this moment. This is the person we've been seeking. This is the resurrected Christ. He is present in the breaking of the bread. And he is present in that discussion of the two disciples walking along, wondering and in confusion. So we can find Jesus in the breaking of the bread, as we should, in the Eucharist. We can find Jesus when we say, where two or more are gathered in my name, I am there, Christ is there. And we see that in the two disciples. Christ is present in those moments. Community, where two or more are gathered. In this community, that's how we find Christ. And then, in love, the love of Christ, the love of one another, the light of the world, we will indeed find joy and grace and new life that we are called to through the risen Christ. Christ is risen. Alleluia, alleluia.